Everybody,
I'm Aikula.
I'm Keandra,
and welcome back to the
Teacup Podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj and who team you're on.
We all know who Nicki Minaj and Cardi B is, but I'm going to give you a short 60 second backstory on who they is and how they got famous. Cardi B, whose real name is Becalise Marlenis Amalazar, is an American rapper, singer, and songwriter. She became an internet celebrity after several of her posts and videos went viral on Vine and Instagram. Anika Tanaya Miraj, who's professionally known as Nicki Minaj, is a rapper, singer, songwriter, actress, and model. She's gained public recognition after releasing the mixtapes Playtime Is Over, Sucker Free, and Beam Me Up, Scotty.
The beef started when Nicki Minaj and Cardi B both did an interview for Beats One, but Nicki Minaj was a little more direct, talking about how Cardi B hurt her feelings when Cardi B did her first interview about motorsport and saying that Nicki Minaj changed her verse. And Nicki Minaj also said that Cardi B never showed her genuine love on in her interview. Cardi B responded with a tweet saying, "Imagine subbing me, but block me from all your social medias." And now we're going to talk about who team we're on and why. So who team you're on?
I'm proud to say that I'm on Cardi B's side, mostly because I just like her more. And the reason why I'm on her side too is because I can get why Nicki Minaj might not like her. Because, you know, Cardi B, she's just now getting to the industry, and she's making these hits back to back to back. And before Cardi B, it was Nicki Minaj as the rap queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why she might not like Cardi B, because she's basically taking her spot. And that's basically why I'm on Cardi B's side, because I think basically that Nicki Minaj don't like her because she's stealing her spotlight.
I'm on side grown up. They both are grown women. One has a child, one finna be 40. They're acting like 19-year-olds in high school. They both need to act like they're real women. Like, who cares what somebody says about you? Who cares if they're saying this stuff behind the industry? They need to act like grown women.
Right. Well,
honestly, I just feel like it's so stupid. Like, nobody cares. Like, anybody that's famous and they're doing stuff in life shouldn't care what anybody thinks about them.
That's also how I feel. Like, even though I say that I'm on Cardi B's side, Cardi B is also, like, acting childish, because both of them is actually acting childish,
really.
Because, like, they so famous, if it's just, like, a regular person that's, like, coming for them, then they won't even pay no attention to it. I'm pretty sure they won't even see it.
Except for Cardi B. Cardi B be responding to anybody that says something about her. I'm like, girl, you need to chill.
But still, other than that, like, they won't really respond to, like, a regular person just saying, like, oh, you trash. But if it's somebody famous, then they would give their full attention to that. Like, it's not even that important. Just, like, if you real focus on, you really want to be famous and you really want to be a star, then you should just focus on your career and your music. Stop focusing on these other artists. That's not making you a better artist or a better anything. It's just really bringing down your reputation for arguing.
And honestly, I never got the whole thing of, like, people arguing and stuff, because, like, when Cardi B threw that shoe and stuff, like, that wasn't good for her. And it's not good when people keep going around saying Nicki Minaj is stopping their bag and all of this stuff. It's not good publicity for any one of them. They need to honestly chill out. Like, oh God.
She feels the same way.
Me too.
But they both need to just grow up, stop acting like children, and act like y'all age, and focus on both of y'all career.
Like, it's honestly just opinions at the end of the day. If Nicki Minaj feels like Cardi B is a bad parent, then
She might be, and that's in her opinion. If Cardi B feels like she's a great parent, then that's in her opinion. It's not that Cardi B is a great parent. It's not in like, it's not like Einstein said Cardi B is a great parent. Like,
because Cardi B actually claims that this wasn't the first beef that she had with Nicki Minaj. She kept claiming,
stop acting like a news reporter.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm dropping facts.
You're dropping facts. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Like Nicki dropping people bags.
Anyway. Cardi B, she claims, from me reading, researching, she says that this isn't the first argument or beef that they had between each other.
Mm-hmm.
She said that numerous of times they like came to a solution,
mm-hmm,
and worked it out, plugged it out. Like that one time they was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also claims that Nicki Minaj keep starting fights, picking at her, posting things on social media,
mm-hmm,
like blocking her and doing things like that. So that's another reason.
I mean, I love both of them. I love both of their personalities.
Yeah, like I like both of them. I like both of their music. It's just that Cardi B is better. And I'm not just gonna say that. That's my opinion. And I like don't get me wrong, I like Nicki Minaj too. I like her music. I like all her music. Except the new ones, because they're trash. But I like her music. I liked her music. And I like Cardi B music. I like both of their music. It's just they both need to stop acting like they dumb, arguing with each other, and focus on their career. Focus on their...
What song did she release with, what song did she release with the song, what's it called? What song did she release with the song Chung Lee? She released a song with that one. She released, like, two ones with it. She released that Chung Lee and another one.
I don't even know.
And so... I like the other song that she released with Chun Li. That song was real good. But
I hated Chun
Li. I hate Chun Li, but the other one that she released
really
with Chun Li was good.
I've been listening to her music. I remember this one time I was on social media and I saw this one, like, it was like a LaMotive or a Fookagram with, mm-hmm, one of her songs. And I liked the song. It was okay. It's just, I mean, she sound different. Mm-hmm. Like, she sound like she trying to stretch out her words too much. It don't even, mm-hmm, sound like she rapping no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, well, she's not repeating the same thing over and over again. Like, don't you know when rappers do that, they, mm-hmm, repeat the same thing over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
And like,
well, technically, to me, she's not really a rapper. I mean, she raps, but I feel like she's a pop artist more than a rapper. Like, she don't really be collaborating with rappers anymore. She be collaborating with people like Ariana Grande and stuff.
She do. Don't you know them rappers that just like to get famous, they like do a music video with somebody or make a song with somebody? That's what Nicki Minaj been doing lately. And I'm not gonna lie, Cardi B been doing that too. She been doing songs with Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. She been doing songs with, did she do a song with,
she did a song with Chance the Rapper.
She did.
Mm-hmm. YG, and I don't know who else. I don't keep up with her like that. I don't really know who they be collaborating with. I just listen to their music. I don't be listening to their music, honestly. I prefer old bands like the Beatles and Queens because they actually make good music.
I don't even know who they is.
Oh my God. I'll show you them later.
Anyways.
I mean, I like both of their personalities. I just feel like...
Sometimes I be thinking that they be over-exaggerating over this, like...
I feel like they'd be doing it for publicity.
Yes,
like, I feel like the only thing that I really don't like about Cardi B is when, as I said, like, she be responding to everybody and their mama. Like,
Well, I mean, but you know one thing that Cardi B do that Nicki Minaj don't?
What?
Like, if she's somebody, if she sees somebody less, like, rapping to her song or an instrumental, she would post it. And she would say, like, thank you or something. Like, Nicki Minaj, she only posts, like, videos of herself, or she will post something like, oh, I got this new music video coming up. I hope you like it. So, I think that, like, Cardi B show more love to her fans than Nicki Minaj, and that's another reason why people might pick Cardi B side, because she actually like do things for her fans.
I mean, it's just like she need to, like, they both need, like, honestly, they both need to touch skin. Like, Cardi B don't need to respond to everything somebody says about her. She don't need to respond. Like, I remember it was a story going around. It was a long time ago. When she would respond to, like, this girl who was no older than, like, 17. And she said something about it. I think she said, like, Cardi B was trash or something. Or a trash mother. And, like, Cardi B went on her page, started attacking her and stuff. And this girl had no more than, like, 1,000 followers. This girl was no more than 17 years old. And it was just, like, grow up. You don't need to be fighting with little kids about if they think you're a trash mother or not. They don't even have kids. They're not even a legal adult yet. Like,
that remind me of the, like, situation of how this argument started.
For
remember
real.
When, like, somebody made a post about saying that Cardi B bars was trash when Bodak Yellow just dropped and it was number one? And then it was a little, like, what do you call it when it's... Oh, it was a Photoshop saying that Nicki Minaj liked that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Which really wasn't true, but that's how the argument started.
Mm-hmm. It's just really stupid, honestly. Like, they're both rich. They're both famous. They're both going to be here for a while. Well, I don't know how long Cardi B is going to be here if she keep acting like that. Because I feel like people are going to get sick of this beef. Like, I feel like... Like, you know the beef that, the beef about, what's it called? Machine Gun Kelly versus Eminem. You know that beef?
No.
That's how people are not paying attention to it. I feel like this beef is going to turn into that. Because people are just get sick of it.
Yeah, after a while, nobody really going to care about this. And probably when people start caring about it, they gonna be like, oh, we found a solution. Which the solution or the little, like, apology that they gonna do, that's probably gonna bring up their publicity too, because, oh, they was just beefing, now they cool, now
there's
they
worked it out. There's two cats outside my house right now. They just texted me that.
You can cut this out, right?
No.
Okay.
It's like we're having a conversation. Well, we're gonna cut this part out. We're talking about having a conversation.
We should keep that in.
Yeah.
Cause don't you know them, like, YouTubers?
That'd be like, we're gonna cut this out. I never cut this out.
Definitely gotta cut this out. Anyways, let's get back to the point. So
back to where it started. Back again.
So, like,
Nickelodeon.
Out of Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, who was, like, your favorite? Or who do you like more?
Like, I like both. Like, I don't know what you mean.
No, you like Cardi B more.
Don't cough. I don't.
You like Nicki Minaj more?
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like I like them equally.
I mean,
I just feel like I'm not a big personal, like, respect your elders or whatever, like, respect the people that have been there before you. I'm not a big fan on that, but I also feel like, I feel like you gotta still, like, work hard and stuff, and I just feel like Cardi B just hasn't been working as hard as Nicki.
I mean, I feel like Nicki wasn't working at all.
Like, no, I'm talking about, like,
Cardi been making songs back to back to back.
No, I'm not talking about that. Really, I'm talking about, like, Nicki Minaj been in this industry for,
exactly,
like, a decade.
Exactly, she getting old.
It doesn't
Nobody
matter.
Nobody likes her no more.
It doesn't matter if she getting old. She worked hard.
She's getting, she worked hard. Now her
songs
are slowing down. Actually, they're speeding back up, but they're trash.
I know.
And Cardi B, she's making her song slow. Like, she drop a song like every like couple months, but she still like her newest song and her newest song like Please Me with Bruno Mars.
I mean, Nicki Minaj ain't gonna be here forever. Someone's gonna have to replace her. I think that's.
I mean, yeah. I think that's Cardi B. Just like Nicki Minaj, she got basically replaced by Cardi B, and
it's just like
sooner or later she's gonna get replaced too. Like,
it's just like the Mariah and Ariana Grande thing. You know how Mariah Carey.
Do you remember the Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj one?
They hate each other. But that's real beef right there. This is fake beef. That's real beef.
What was he saying?
You know Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that she sounds like Mariah Carey. You know, like, she's the new Mariah Carey. You know how Mariah Carey don't make no more songs or whatever? She's, like, rich and whatever. She just don't make nothing else.
Yeah.
People say that Ariana Grande replaced Mariah Carey. And I feel like Cardi B is probably going to replace Nicki Minaj. Because I think... Nicki Minaj is getting around the age that Mariah Carey was when she stopped making music. I mean, Nicki Minaj is rich. She don't need to keep making music to make money, you know?
Mariah, I mean, made a new song.
What song did she make?
It's trash, dude. It's called No No No.
No No No?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That don't sound... Oh, no.
That's how the song was. It's like, oh, no. It was so trash.
Oh my god, I just forgot what I was about to say. The commercial break has stopped at this point. We have got our juice and we're back in business. So let's sip some tea.
Commercial break again. I am stuck on Band-Aid, Brandon, Band-Aid stuck on me.
Together, like Nicki Minaj is holding on to everything that she owns.
I mean, that brings me back to what I remember what I was about to say. Like, Nicki Minaj, she's getting old, and she's too old to be dressing like a Barbie. And you see, I can see why, like, people feed into this, because they both is like real famous artists, and I can see why people put like their attention to this and stuff. But when you really think about it, like, who really cares? Like, they gonna probably solve it out sooner or later, like they did the last time they was beefing. And until then, we could just stop worrying about it and be on Cardi B's side.
I'm on another side. Hey, I don't care about either one of them. Like, this is so dumb.
If I was like Cardi or Nicki, I'd be like,
let's make a song together dissing each other. At least right. We can make money from this beef.
Right.
I would have been like, I got bigger things to worry about. I'm not worried about getting
money. Exactly. If they had like, focused, then they should be focused on their. They should be focused on their.
Honestly, people keep going around thinking that this is fake, because like it was like when the shoe, like I think it was the shoe scandal, like when she threw the shoe, when Cardi threw the shoe at Nicki Minaj, they both released a song after that, and people was like, this is fake. They just released a song after this, so people go tune in their songs. That's what I'm thinking. Like, honestly, this might actually just be fake, and they just doing it for publicity. They probably best friends behind the scenes.
Honestly, if I actually cared that much about this,
Then why is Nicki Minaj acting like a baby? Like, when she got that shoe thrown at her, she went to the, like, she went to the people, and they was like some, this B is, like, she in her best, like, place that.
No, she said that on the Queen's radio.
Oh, yeah. She was like some, these B.
That's her own radio station. She can say whatever she wants.
I mean, yeah, but, wow, she chose to make a radio station, like, right after her B.
No, she been having a radio station. She just talked about that.
She, but. When, since when?
I don't know. She's been had a radio station for the longest.
Exactly. Nobody know who she is. She's lame now. She's trash.
Michaela.
Okay, anyways. After the Cardi B incident, she went straight to the radio without confronting Cardi B. The B is scared. Okay.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's not. She just knows that she shouldn't be thrown.
She can't fight with all the implants in her butt.
That's
probably. They both got implants in their butts.
I know, but Nicki Minaj, her junk is bloated. That junk gonna pop. If you.
They both.
That junk gonna pop.
Bro, what happened? They both died.
We wish you would have popped their implants.
Bro.
That's why she was
didn't
scared.
Didn't Cardi B get breast implants too?
Did she get butt implants?
Yeah, she definitely got butt implants.
She got boob implants first.
She got silicone injected.
Because she was on, like, one of these, like, TV shows, and she was talking about how I was a stripper, and she was talking about, like,
can we say that, Miss Willis? Can we say stripper? Please let us. It's not a bad word. It's not like we're saying that she was busting her wild.
Bro.
Keith, bleep that out.
Cut that out, Keith. Okay, anyways. Like, she was on one of these interviews, and she was talking about how one of these, like, people was like some, why is her boob always out? That's not, like, for kids. That's not a good, like,
role model.
Right. So, let me tell you what she said.
Yeah, no.
She was like some, first of all, I'm grown, and kids shouldn't be watching me anyway. You should be watching your kids watching me. So, if I have a baby, my kid just gonna be just like me. Well, she was like some not the rated R side.
Good, I'm gonna say
she like some, she not gonna be in everybody's business and everything. And she was like some,
and she gonna stop, be and she gonna be for the big time artist so she could get more fame and money.
Right, and she was, and she was like some. Well. You need to stop worrying about me and my boobs because I was a stripper and I worked every day from like something all the way to something early in the morning to get these. So I'm gonna show you.
Let's sip that tea.
Let's sip that tea.
I just feel my tea.
Commercial.
You know what we really should be talking about? We should be talking about how Aunt Becky from Full House is going to jail today because she want to buy, she want to get her kid in a scam so she can go to college.
Oh, she going to jail?
She just got sent in today. They just took her in today.
That's bold.
No, it's not.
I like Aunt Becky.
Me too. I like her from Full House. I don't like her in real life. Hey.
Did you ever watch Good Times?
Good Times.
Maybe like Good Times.
No. Are you serious? And you never listened to the Beatles or Queen.
So. I probably did. Like, what's one of their songs just like real good?
My favorite song, but you say you never heard of that.
Looks like, what's like one that's like real popular?
Mm-hmm. All their songs real popular. They're the Beatles.
They sound familiar.
Duh.
Okay, anyway.
No, Beatles. Like old Beatles.
Black Beatles.
Say your flag. I don't know off the top of my head. What? Hello?
Okay, we got a 20 minute. 20.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well,
we should end it. Go to like 25 minutes.
Sitting at 30. If we still have something to say.
Okay. So.
Let me get straight away.
So, this beat.
What do you like? Who do you like better, Cardi B or Hennessy Carolina?
Who is
Hennessy? Is Cardi B's sister?
Oh, Hennessy. Oh, Hennessy is so much prettier.
I know. I feel like Hennessy is prettier, but I feel like she's just another version of Cardi B. I just feel like she acts like Cardi B.
They both got that weird voice that's like so irritating that would give you a migraine.
I'm like, you know, when somebody be trying to talk about like when Cardi B music be playing early morning, I'm like, Mama, switch that off. I can't deal with her voice today. It's too early for that.
Before I even know who Cardi B was, I used to just listen to her video that was like Bodak Yellow. So I just thought that was her voice. So this one interview where I saw it probably going down Instagram or something, her voice, I'm like, is that her voice? That's so irritating. Like, dang. And you know who else got an irritating voice? Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Her voice is so, and I think she be doing that on purpose, because she be doing around me. And she be doing stuff like that. Then she be like, hell yeah. She be having all the voices. I be like, ugh.
She be saying that all at the end of her words. She be trying to stretch out her words. Yeah, you know Nicki Minaj not address.
You know Nicki Minaj address. Bro, I remember I was watching this One Direction thing. And they was talking about...
Girl, we're not talking about One Direction.
Okay, but we was just talking about Black Beatles. So shut up. We could talk
about... Black Beatles? Who is Black Beatles? All you did was one song, send you flowers, and you say you didn't receive them. What? They only made one song, and then they never returned again.
Why are you fired?
Kiana is not in this report, Miss Willis.
Right. She's not in this part. That's just my sister on the phone with her. Black Beatles.
Kiana sound like a man. Is that Kiana for real? She sound like a man.
How about James?
That's James.
Oh, I thought you
and
said...
James and Kiana.
Kiana, speak.
It's on the two-way. That's what I mean.
I'm like, so James was speaking. I'm like, I know Kiana don't sound like that on the phone.
Anyways. So.
Oh, yeah, that's Kiana. I can tell you.
So, basically, what we was talking about.
Cardi B is trash. Nicki Minaj is trash. And they didn't act like grown women. Then.
Who y'all think better?
Nah. Cardi B is better than Nicki Minaj. They got in an argument. Cardi B... obviously won the argument, and guess what Nicki Minaj did? She ran to her little dumb radio.
Well, first of all, Nicki Minaj
ran to her radio and said,
sure, so let me say this one point. Nicki Minaj being in the industry longer, she knows that if you start fighting and throwing shoes and stuff, you're not gonna make it in the industry because people don't like that.
Okay, it don't even matter how long she was in the industry. She was in the industry for a whole fucking 14 years, so
stop cussing. Now she was in there for longer than 14 years. She was in there for 40 years.
They got here about Daniel Bergoli trying to fight, what's her name?
Iggy Azalea. Yeah, she threw water.
Who is?
But Nicki Minaj knows
you
that.
Off of me.
That shook. Get off!
Nicki Minaj knows that she shouldn't be throwing shoes. She should act like a grown adult.
That's one thing I should say.
And she
her.
Knows to go to her radio station and cry about how Cardi B threw a shoe at her.
And Cardi B knows to cry about. So, we're basically done with this topic. It's getting boring. I'm tired of it. It's
and
old.
We already know Cardi B is better, so.
It's old news. I just want to play with the dogs.
We just finna go to sleep.
Eat. It's boring. They're probably faking it.
Right. They're gonna
make a song, get money, get paid.
Sooner or later, Nicki Minaj is gonna die.
Sooner or later, people are gonna get tired of Cardi B and throw her out the industry.
Cardi B would never. At least not sooner or later.
If she keep acting like that, then yeah.
I mean, she always gonna act like that. That's just how she is. If she wanna go around throwing shoes at people, then just make sure you keep an umbrella when you were near her.
No, if she wanna keep throwing shoes at people, she gonna stop then, getting invited to events.
She had on heels. Nicki Minaj had to be like right there. If Nicki Minaj saw her bend down, like get on her heel, unstrap it, take that bitch off.
Come here.
Then throw it. Then she had enough time to at least move to the side or dodge it or something. You know, did it even hit her?
No, it didn't hit Nicki Minaj.
Exactly.
It's just that, it's just like a respectful thing. She was at a party. She was at somebody else's party. And she did that. It's like going to your friend's house and them having a party and you start fighting with one of their friends.
I mean, well, if it was they fought, then.
Stop licking me, Poppy. Well, that's the end of this topic, actually, because this is just.
Right.
It's just so dumb. They need to act
like that. It's not that important. They both grown. They need to do this the adult way.
And then they go fade it out with the music.
Right.
Okay. Do that, please. Cut this out.
Thank you.
Love
you. And we'll see you next time
on the Teacup Podcast. Ah.